Aaron Rodgers has had success against the Bears in the past. What's the key to playing against them and all everything that he can do?
Just being disciplined. You know, everything comes down to read your keys and play ball. You know, try to play as fast as possible.
Are you surprised that they haven't early, but they haven't moved the ball like they normally do so far?
No, you never know what's going to happen in the NFL. I know that they're a team that has always been resilient, you know, and they showed last year, you know, when Aaron got hurt and still managed to get themselves into the playoffs.
Not sure you saw. I don't think you saw Lacy either time last year. What do you see on tape of him of what it takes to slow him?
I did. I saw him in the last game.
That's right.
I saw him in the last game. Put your helmet on him, you know. You know, he's a big, thicker, you know, running back. You know, he's got some pretty good feet for a big guy. Guys like that, you just got to go in, you got to tattoo him, and next guy's got to come in and do the same.
What's different about the Packers' offense this year? Is there
honestly, I haven't played against them yet, you know, but. I don't know, you know. There are offenses that could break out it in any week, you know, at any time.
Lance, how surprised were you to see what Detroit was able to do against them defensively with as many injuries as they had too?
I mean, Detroit's, you know, they had a really good up front. They're really good up front. Their front four are some of the best in the league. And they get a lot, you know, they're going to get a lot of pressure. They set edges. You know, they set a lot of edges and second level, you know, once you know, they had the running backs bubble around or make those cuts, guys came in that's from the second level and made plays.
Lance, especially considering the way things went last year, how encouraged are you about some of the new players that have been introduced into this defense already from last year? And were there things you saw in the last couple games that were particularly encouraging from your vantage point kind of inside that you know, guys like mm-hmm. Fuller and Ferguson and Sutton and all those guys that you're really, mm-hmm. really, you know, more positive about, more than just being new guys?
I mean, I was encouraged in the offseason, you know, watching guys fly around and the potential, you know, in guys, and I'm sure our coaches were too. And now that we, you know, the pads are on and we're getting real tests, you know, guys are showing that it's not just potential, you know. A lot of these guys are impact players for the Bears.
Any common denominator the last 2 weeks and the success you guys have had in the red zone?
Any common denominator? Guys just, you know, doing their jobs, you know. Guys are standing up to the test.
How much more difficult is red zone with Aaron Rodgers than what you can do with those different receivers in space?
Well, I mean, he's another guy who's got good feet, you know, and he can create more time with his feet. And you're not going to find a quarterback in the league that's going to pinpoint a ball better than Aaron Rodgers. You know, he can make any throw than in the NFL, you know, and so that makes it tough. And he's one of those guys that scrambles. Usually when a guy scrambles to his right or left, you know, their completion percentage goes down. His stays right around the same.
That's when you've got guys like Brock Green at the end of the Niner game in a position he hasn't played, Ahmad Dixon on the field with just two practices. What's going on in the huddle out there?
What's going on in the huddle?
Out there. I mean, are somebody talking to him? Are they asking questions? How has it been so far?
In the huddle, there's no panic. You know, first thing is there's no panic, and we have plenty of guys out there, and it's routine, you know. I mean, it's what we do, and so, you know, no matter which guy is out there, hey, just read your keys. You know what we got to do. You know, D line's going to help you out. D line's going to help us all out. You know, and the other 10 teammates out there are going to help you out. So, just all you got to do is you have to do more than your job. You know, and guys understand that. You know.
Lance, there have been encouraging signs on the defense for the first three games. Do you see this game against the Packers? Is it fair to say that, or do you guys see it as kind of a measuring stick?
Every game is a measuring stick.
So this is just like 1-4. This is because of the Packers, Rodgers, you don't see that as kind of a way to prove yourself, prove something, or make a statement, that kind of thing?
No, I mean, the only statement that we need to make this week is we need to beat our rival. You know, it's a Green Bay Packers game, you know, that we have to beat. You know, obviously, you guys know we don't like them, and I think everybody in the city has some sort of connection to Green Bay, you know, and some family member or girlfriend or brother or mother or dad that's connected to the Packers or cousin or work buddy, and you know, they have a trade off. If the Bears win, they got to wear Bears that week, or if Packers win, you know, so it, you know, it gets a little emotional and get a few tweets and texts and stuff about, hey, you know, I don't want to wear a Green Bay Packer jersey this week, and you go back and forth. So it's a this is a game that we got to go out, you know, and continue to keep sending messages and find a way to win.
But no more defining than any of the other three games then, right, as far as what this defense is all about, you know?
I mean, each week we have to it's defining, you know. We started to kind of create a bit of an identity, you know. We had 2 fourth down stops, you know, at the very end of the game, and for us, we got to keep climbing.
Lance, you've spent the last few years with Julius Peppers. What is the offense going to see from him? Rejuvenated Julius Peppers?
I mean, shoot, I don't know. Julius usually has really big games against his former teams, you know. I can remember playing against the games we played against Carolina and stuff. But, you know, it's going to be tough to watch, to see Julius in the green and orange or green and yellow. But we got to do what we got to do.
When did Kyle Fuller get your attention as a guy that could make an immediate impact?
Pardon?
When did Kyle Fuller get your attention in the last few months, where you thought, okay, this kid can contribute immediately as a rookie?
Well, the first thing you do is see if DB is going to be in position, you know. So, you know, when we were in OTAs and stuff like that, you know, he's a guy that was putting himself in position. You know, the ball's in the air. You know, he's in a position to compete. So, you know, when you see stuff like that, you know, or you know, getting interceptions there, you know, this guy has potential to do that, you know, once the season comes in. And now that the season's in, you know, he's made some big plays and big games. You know, and those are impact plays. You know, there's a chance that the Jets could have scored points. You know, and we take 6 points off the board that never get on the board. So, you know, he's a guy that when you do stuff like that, you know that now you set a standard for yourself. You know, and we're going to rely on you to be an impact player week in and week out.
What's the number one thing you think the defense needs to improve on this week to be able to beat Green Bay?
Well, most importantly, you got to stop the run. You know, for us, you know, week in, week out, you know, we can always improve on stopping the run. I think for us is really to read our keys, fly around, and if they catch the ball, we got to make them pay with their bodies.
They make yards after contact.
Correct.
That's the big thing.
Correct. We got to create turnovers. We got to score on defense. Got to have a sense of urgency, you know, to get off the field as soon as possible.
Ahmad Dixon had said that he was nervous, and you calmed him down. You told him to take a deep breath and just do what you're supposed to do out there. We've seen examples of the veterans, you know, Jeremiah Ratliff working with the defensive tackles before the game. Is this group of veterans any different in how hands-on they are with helping the young guys?
Then what veterans?
I'm not trying to compare to anything else, but it just seems that this group is very hands-on and not afraid to, you know, really help bring these guys along.
Yeah. Well, you know, a game on the line like that, you know, you turn around, you look around in the huddle and you see 2 safeties in there that you haven't seen, you know, the whole game. It's really simple, you know, I think the message that I wanted to send to Ahmad was that we're okay, you know. All you got to do is your job. All you got to do is read your keys, do your job, we'll be fine, you know. I think that's I think that the probably the word that sticks in mind all the time is just don't panic, you know. I think I've told the media, I've told the city of Chicago, don't panic. You know, we lost the first game, don't panic. You know, I've heard Aaron Rodgers tell, you know, the city of Green Bay, hey, don't panic. you know. It's you know, we work hard each week, and the young guys, their ears are always open and listening to a lot of these older guys. You know, they have a lot of respect for us older guys, and have a lot of respect for our young guys for being great listeners. You know, and they're guys that seem like they want to be great. You know, and you can see that in how they soak up info and put it on tape.
And he also went in a different spot last week, having to start with Sam. He's been in, I think he played every snap on Monday night. What's your assessment of him and his development? He was very active on Monday. Where are you seeing him grow week to week?
John's smart, man. He's a student of the game. You know, he's a guy who studies his opponent very well. You know, he has he goes into games with a lot of tips. You know, on formation alerts. Bless you. Formation alerts, you know, motion alerts, and things they do in on different downs. He'll call things out. You know, sometimes he'll call it out too soon. You know, sometimes he'll might make a close call. You know, too soon, and I have to say, John, no, let me make the call. Yeah, but he's an eager guy. You know, he's smart. He wants to be a playmaker, and he is.
How much grief did you guys give him for dropping that pick at the end of the game?
I mean, if he would have caught the pick, you know, linebackers would have been on the board, you know, on the turnovers, and now we're not. So, you know, we got a lot of heat in our defensive room. But for me, you know, the most important stat is the W.
Lance, is the way last season ended against this team and kind of the number that they've had against you, is that something that sticks with you in the 8 months that follow, or is that overblown?
Yeah, that's overblown. I mean, this is 2014. Just got to go out and win. Gotta go out and win. That's more important than anything else. You know, we go out and we get that W, and everybody will be happy.
You talked about in the huddle looking and seeing the two safeties. Just out of curiosity, did you know who Ahmad Dixon was?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I know. Yes. Yes. He made some great plays. He went on special teams and made some great plays too. You know, early on in the game. You know, and I remember. You know, during the week. Mel kind of grabbing him, you know, and I didn't know what the conversation was about, you know, but he was real specific with what he wanted out of him, you know, and what he wanted the coaches to give him, you know, in return as far as coaching and player receiving, you know, the information and turning that around. So I do know who he is. I didn't expect to see him in the huddle, you know, shoot with the game on the line.